In the movie Titanic, a ship sinks because it hits an iceberg. An iceberg is a large piece of ice that floats in the ocean. From a boat, an iceberg looks small and harmless. However, under the water, icebergs are actually quite large. This is where the idea of the cultural iceberg comes from. The cultural iceberg is a model for understanding intercultural communication. In this model, people are icebergs. The top of the iceberg is made up of people's clothing, their way of greeting each other, and their patterns of behavior. This is the small part of the iceberg that everyone can see. Below that is a large foundation. It is made up of people's ideals, values, and beliefs. This part is invisible, but it is the most important part of the iceberg. Just like the iceberg in Titanic, the cultural iceberg can be dangerous. For example, a Japanese man believes that the New Year holidays are an important time for family. He decides to return home to visit his parents. In Japan, many people understand this behavior because they share the same belief. However, he lives in America now. His friend, who is American, is sad and disappointed by his behavior. Many people in America believe that New Year holidays are an important time for friends. If people don't try to understand the ideals, values, and beliefs of others, it can lead to misunderstandings or even hurt others' feelings. Even though people have different behavior, we often share similar values. If the American man could understand why the Japanese man is returning home for New Year's, he might not feel sad or disappointed.